You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a vibrant spiritual community committed to individual and collective awakening through sacred teachings and practices, one God, one heart, many paths. Now, Reverend Clive de la Porte.
Good morning and welcome. Thank you for joining us at Unity of Tustin for our online Facebook Live Sunday celebration service. I'm Reverend Clive de la Porte. We are so thankful to welcome you today into the oneness of spirit and the fellowship of online community. Join with me now as we open with prayer. In the understanding of the divine Christ, we come together today, open-hearted to each other and God's presence and power within us. We claim a blessing of safety and protection for one and all, embracing everyone in the love of God. Thank you, God, and so it is. And that brings us now to our Sunday service message for today. Today's message is the power of understanding. The power of understanding. A reminder that July is our month for the power of understanding. And also, as we look at our lives today and the world that we live in, I feel a need for, personally, myself, a need for a greater unfolding, a greater awareness, and a greater assurance of perfect divine understanding. Understanding is a faculty of the divine Christ in each one of us that gives us the ability and the power for apprehending, comprehending, and knowing divine truth. Knowing divine truth. Knowing what is truthful and good, and knowing what is not. In our apprehending and our comprehending and our knowing of divine truth, we are able to appropriate that truth. I love the word appropriate. To me, in a spiritual context, the power of understanding allows us to take what is divinely true, receive it into our hearts, appropriate it, and make it our own. By apprehending, comprehending, and knowing, we appropriate the truth of our sacred Christ self. And as this process of appropriation takes place, we become ever more authentically a demonstration of the Christ we are, each one of us individually. The meaning of appropriation can be expanded and extended into the understanding that divine truth has a purpose in each one of us. And that purpose is to fulfill its divine mission. And that mission is to realize divine truth within us and manifest divine good in our lives. And this is why the power and the faculty and the ability of understanding is such an important aspect of our Christness, such an important faculty of our Christness. Because in this appropriation of truth within us, we become activists for good in the world. As God's truth seeds and grows and flowers and fruits within us, we become a harvest of good in the world, by our words and by our actions. And so we find that God has designed this system of truth and good, and us as participants in this system as part of a divine plan, as part of a divine purpose. Divine truth does not exist simply for the sake of there being a truth. Divine truth exists for the purpose that it might come into our hearts, be nurtured and cultivated by us into good deeds, good works, good results in our lives, and thereby a contribution of divine good into the world and the family of humanity. How do we start this process? How do we start the process of increasing, unfolding, and evolving our divine understanding? Well, that process begins with meditation and prayer. Divine truth already is. It exists regardless of us. All that can be already exists in perfect and completeness in divine mind. Divine truth is perfect and complete. It is perfection and completeness in divine mind. Through divine understanding, we attach ourselves to this perfection. We attach ourselves to this perfect truth, and we attach ourselves to this perfect good. And as we attach through meditation and prayer, we appropriate it into our hearts, our minds, and our lives. Excuse me. We then take this divine understanding and we individualize it in our own personal experience and expression. Through the practice of meditation, we attune with God's presence and power. Through the practice of prayer, we align with God's presence and power. And in that attuning and in that aligning, we know what is divinely true and divinely good for each one of us, one and all. And so we can affirm with David, the writer of the Psalms, in Psalm 46:10, where he said, "Be still and know that I am God." As we consciously attune ourselves with divine understanding through the practice of meditation, and as we consciously align ourselves with divine understanding through the practice of prayer, we appropriate the knowing of divine understanding. And that is how truth and good seeds itself in us and comes into a harvest of good in our lives. Divine understanding also serves as our spiritual GPS. Spiritual GPS would be our spiritual God positioning system. Understanding of God's truth and the purpose of God's truth in us and in our lives gives us a compass in our daily living. And the compass of understanding constantly directs and redirects us, positions and repositions us in our awareness of truth and our choices in life and how we apply that truth to the material manifestation of our good. Divine understanding blesses us with a compass of knowing what is true and knowing what is good as we navigate our way through the challenges and the choices of our everyday human experience. The compass and the guidance of divine understanding, directing and redirecting, positioning and repositioning, helps us move forward every day into a fuller experience and fuller expression of God's grace and God's good. And so today we've opened our minds and our hearts in joyful celebration of the understanding of the divine Christ and its faculty, ability, and power within us to give us a life that is more purposeful, more clearly directed, in alignment and attunement with God's grace and good. And for that we say, thank you, God, and commit ourselves to the daily practice of meditation in attuning to divine understanding and prayer in aligning with divine understanding, that we too, like the psalmist David, might say, be still and know that I am God. Thank you, God, for this encouraging, uplifting, and empowering blessing of the power of understanding. And so it is.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.